Welcome, 20th Century Baseball Association, to the fourth annual TCBA pre-play podcast. I guess that's what we'll call it. I am your voluble, if not exactly valuable, host, general manager, and CFO, and all the rest of the Fargo Fungos of the 20th Century Baseball Association. And let's see here. This is the fourth year I'm doing this, and I guess we have a couple of new managers in the league, at least two this year, so I should probably take a couple of minutes to explain to them what it is they're actually listening to. So, after each TCBA weekend, within the first couple of weeks after that, once the rosters have had a chance to get locked in and all of that, I run 20 pre-plays, 162 game or full season pre-plays, using obviously the league manager and APBA baseball. And these 20 pre-plays are run under five different micromanagers. So I put the same micromanager in for every team, and I try to use the most popular micromanagers. So I do four pre-plays under Butch Kelly 2. I do four under Buck Miller 2. Four under Buck Miller 4, four under Buck Miller 5, and four under Cap Spaulding 4. Not everybody uses one of those micromanagers, of course, but the vast majority of the managers do, I guess. And so for each pre-play that I run, I tally each team's win-loss record, and I keep track of which eight teams make the playoffs. And then at the end of it all, I tally up the totals for all of the teams. So anyway, I set lineups and rotations and everything for all of these teams, and that takes a good 4 or 5 hours. That's an undertaking. Running the actual pre-plays doesn't take as long and is a lot more enjoyable, let me tell you. But in any case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what I always do. I'm going to go through the teams from bottom to top, so number 24 in the league up to number 1. In terms of their average winning percentage or average win total prorated to 162 games. We have rainouts and stuff like that from time to time. So I guess I will just jump right into it. Here goes from number 24 all the way to number one based on 20 pre-plays that I ran over the last couple of days. All right, here goes. At number 24 at the bottom of the list here, averaging 57.9 wins per 162 game pre-play. Coming out of the Central Division, the Grand Rapids Chicks. All right, so Grand Rapids, still rebuilding. It can take a while for sure. I remember when I first came into the league, 57.9 average wins, no playoff appearances in 20 tries. Grand Rapids finishes 24th out of the Central Division. All right, 23rd, our 23rd ranked team, also comes to us from the Central Division. This team averaged 64.9 wins, so a good bit more, 7 wins more than Grand Rapids, but also no playoff appearances. Talking about the Waukesha Freemen. So Waukesha finishes 23rd on our list. Okay, 22nd, let me find this team, number 22 on the list, comes to us from the Capital Division, averaging 66.7 wins. Again, no playoff appearances in the 20 pre-plays that I ran. The Hamilton A's, 66.7 average wins, and no playoff appearances for them. They finished 22nd again. 21st. The number 21 ranked team comes to us from the Metro Division, the Mighty Metro, although not so mighty this year. Averaging 67.5 wins, so just above Hamilton. Again, no playoff appearances. Number 21, the Long Island Islanders. So this team is in rebuild mode. They do have, I believe, the most cash in the TCBA at this time, and will almost certainly have the most cash going into the next TCBA weekend. They have more cash than I lost yesterday. So good for them, I guess. Anyway, Long Island, 67.5 wins per preplay on average, and they finished 21st overall in the league. Number 20 out of 24 comes to us from the Atlantic Division, my division. And now notice that all four divisions have been represented in the bottom five, averaging 68.1 wins per preplay. Again, no playoff appearances. We've yet to see a team with a playoff appearance in these 20 preplays. This is the Waller, I believe it's Bulldogs. Apologies, but they are new. Anyway, Waller finishes, 20th with 68.1 average wins. Again, all four divisions already represented. Number 19 on the list comes to us from the Metro, averaging 69.2 wins per preplay. Again, no playoff appearances, 69.2 wins. The Newark Eagles, probably nearing the end of their rebuild. They're going to be back and soon, I imagine. 69.2 for now. They'll have to settle for, still rebuilding. 69.2 wins on average for Newark. All right, number 18 also hails from the Metro Division, but with a significant jump up from 69.2 for Newark to 73.8. 73.8 wins per preplay. Again, no playoff appearances. Our number 18 team is Bethesda, the Bambinos. 73.8 average wins for Bethesda. Okay. Our number 17 team again hails from the Metro Division. Four out of the six teams in that division in rebuild or at least semi-rebuild mode. 74.3 average wins. Again, no playoff appearances. This team is, well, every team in the Metro, I guess, knows who this is. Process of elimination. We know who the two contending teams are. So we are left with the Beacon Braves. Beacon, 74.3 average wins, no playoff appearances. And four of the six Metro teams have already been mentioned. This is probably the weakest I've seen the Metro Division maybe ever. And I've been in the league 21 years now, I guess. All right. That sounds crazy when I think about it. Number 17, Beacon. Number 16, this team comes to us from the Capital Division, averaging 75.4 wins per preplay. Again, no playoff appearances. I am talking about the Innisfree Dukes. 75.4 wins. So now we're into below average, but clearly not terrible, not even close to terrible territory. 75.4 wins for Innisfree. And that rounds out, let's see. Well, I guess we're into the middle third now, Innisfree, as well as this next team. Let's see where I'm. Give me a second here. Let me catch up. Okay, number 15. This team comes to us from the Central Division. They average 76.3 wins per preplay, and they are the first team that I've mentioned so far to have a playoff appearance. They have one. They made the playoffs once in 20 trials. I'm talking about Bob Woods' Bradenton Buckeyes, 76.3 average wins, fourth place, again, on average in the Central Division. And they had one preplay in which they won 87 games and got a wild card. Okay, number 14. This team comes straight out of the Capital Division. 76.4 wins to Bradenton 76.3. It's getting a bit jumbled here. No playoff appearances, though. We are discussing the Gunpowder Ironmen. Gunpowder, number 14 in the league. 76.4, but no playoff appearances. Number 13, the first of two median teams. Let's see, also comes to us from the Capital Division. But look at this jump from 76.4, that was Gunpowder, to 80.3. And this team made the playoffs two-thirds of a time, which requires some explanation. There was one preplay that I ran, it was the second of the 20, in which three teams tied for the last two playoff spots. So I gave each of those three teams two-thirds of a playoff appearance as a result. Again, three teams tied for the 7 and 8 seeds. So again, I gave each team 2/3 of a playoff appearance, and this was one of those teams. This was the only time they, made or tied for a playoff berth. So in any case, this would be the Silver Spring Senators, 80.3 average wins, 2/3 of a playoff appearance. They've been rebuilding for the past couple of seasons, but they have a pretty solid team now. Number 13 in the league, and then and now for our other median team, our other median finisher, we go to the Central Division, 80.7 average wins. This was the closest we got to a league average team, right? Obviously, that being an 81-81 type of team, 80.7. But get this, 3 2/3 playoff appearances. They were one of the other two teams that tied for the last two playoff spots in that second pre-play that I ran. 3.67 playoff appearances out of 20 tries. The Mimosa Mirthmakers, the team that won, I think, 118 games last year. And that might have even been with a rainout. I think it probably would have been 119. Anyway, Mimosa finishes 12th, and we are now into the top half, I guess, of the league. Okay, number 11. Our number 11 team comes to us from also the Central Division. And another kind of a jump up to 83.8 wins per pre-play, 6.5 playoff appearances, 6.5 out of 20. This is the Horseshoe Bay Polos. Horseshoe Bay's had a lot of money in recent years, kind of starting with the big auction where they got Tatis and Guerrero. And 83.8 is their average. They make the playoffs about a third of the time. Okay, number, so we're into the top 10, and we have another jump upward to from 83.8 to 86.4. This team made the playoffs 7.5 times out of 20. We go to the Atlantic Division, and we are talking about my Fargo Fungos, 86.4 average wins, 7.5 playoff appearances out of 20, and that half came from one pre-play in which they tied for the last, tied with one other team for the last playoff spot. All right, number 10, Fargo. Number 9, we're going to stay in the Atlantic Division for now, and we jump up to 88.4 wins per pre-play. Get this, 12.5 playoff appearances, 62.5% or 5/8 of the time. This team made the playoffs. They finished 9th again. The Farmington River Rats, or Farmington Rats. I can't remember their official name now. I think it's changed. I don't know. Anyway, Farmington, Mike Mancini's club, finishes 9th and makes the playoffs more than half the time. 88.4 for Farmington. Number 8. We're into the top third now. And this team averaged making the playoffs, I suppose, if you want to think of it that way. Let's see. The number 8 team in the league, with 88.5 to Farmington's 88.4 average wins, making the playoffs only 10.5 times, though. So basically a coin flip for them. The Moncton, is it the Maulers, the Marauders, the something like that? It's anyway, Moncton, they're new, finishes 8th. They've got a pretty strong team for sure. All right, our number 7 finisher. We're going to stay in the Atlantic again. Averaging 89.3 wins per pre-play. They made the playoffs 12.6 times because they were the other team that they're the third team I've mentioned that tied for the last two playoff spots in the second pre-play. So they got 2/3 of an appearance for that. And then they also tied once for the last playoff spot. So they got another half there. So it's a little complicated, but 12.6 is what they finish with. 89.3 average wins in numbers in 7th place from the Atlantic Division, the Hilton Head Hammerin' Hedgehogs. That's a lot of H's, folks. Hilton Head finishes 7th. All right, number 6 with 90.5 average wins and get this, 16 out of 20 playoff appearances. We're going to stay in the Atlantic Division. Talking about the West Coast Wrecking Crew, 90.5 average wins, 16 playoff appearances out of 20 possible. Top 5, here we go. Well, we have to switch divisions because the Atlantic Division had the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, along with 20th best teams in the league by this. So So the Atlantic is finished. At number five, we go all the way back over to the Metro. 92.9 average wins, 14 playoff appearances. The Eastport Athletics, about 93 wins, made the playoffs 70% of the time. Eastport's got a strong team. And at number four, we move to the Central Division. 93.4 average wins and 16.5 playoff appearances. The Morgantown Raiders, my dad's team, and a charter member, charter franchise, of the TCBA, finishing fourth, 93.4 average wins, 16.5 playoff appearances out of 20, Morgantown. Number three, we jump back to the Metro, averaging 95.5 wins and making the playoffs 19 out of 20 times. 95.5, it's the only team remaining from the Metro. We are talking about the Scranton Spanish Flies. As I understand, Spanish Fly was like a date rape drug from the 70s, so keep it classy, Marty. Keep it classy. In any case, I could be wrong about that. I don't know. In any case, Scranton finishes third in the league and with an impressive 95.5 wins per preplay. Okay, number two. Talk about a jump up. We move to the Capital Division. 100.1 average wins and 20 playoff appearances and 20 tries. They never missed. Their worst pre-play was an 87 win season, and I think that might have been their worst by far. I am talking about the defending champion Edinburgh Scotsman. 100.1 average wins, and they made the playoffs every pre-play. And that leaves one team, and that team is also from the Capital Division. They made the playoffs every single time, as did Edinburgh. But get this, they average 103.8, basically 104 wins and 58 losses per pre-play, which is absurd. They also had the best pre-play of all of the ones I ran. They had the single best season across all 20 pre-plays with a record of 110 wins and 52 losses, the Hereford Highlanders. The best team in the league by 3.7 wins per pre-play. They have a monster team. I should also mention, because I forgot to earlier, that Grand Rapids, our 24th place finisher, did have the worst pre-play ever. There was one pre-play in which they won 44 games and lost 118. So the worst ever pre-play for this year was Grand Rapids, 44 wins, 118 losses, and the best was Hereford with 110 win pre-play, 52 losses. So those are the rankings, 1 through 24. And let's see here, just a couple of fun facts that I haven't already mentioned. Maybe if we go division by division, the weakest appears to be the Central. 76.16 average wins within the division. The Central did have the fourth best team in Morgantown, but then it went 11, 12, 15, and then the bottom two, 23 and 24. They received wild cards only 7 2/3 times, right? And if you multiply 20 pre-plays by 4 wild cards, so that's 80 possible wild cards. They got a wild card basically 1/10 of the time, or 1/10 of the wild cards that were handed out across all of my pre-plays combined. Only about 1/10 went to the Central Division. Okay, the second weakest division was actually the Metro. 78.85 average wins. Their teams ranked 3rd, 5th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 21st. And they picked up 13 of the 80 wild cards. All right, the second strongest division was the Capital. 83.78 wins. This was kind of a division of, I was going to say haves and have-nots, but you do have three teams kind of in the middle, actually. So you have the 1 and 2, and then 13, 14, and 16. Like I said, three teams in the middle, lower middle, whatever you want. And then the number 22 team. So a strong division overall, for sure. And they picked up 20.67, or just over one quarter, of the wild card spots. Of course, there are four divisions in the league, obviously. And the strongest division, at least for this year, it appears to be the Atlantic. 85.2 wins per team on average in the Atlantic. And we picked up almost half of the wild cards. 38 and two-thirds of the 80 wild cards handed out in my pre-plays went to Atlantic Division teams. So that's how things are shaping up, at least at the start of the season. I'm sure there will be some trading. I'm sure there will be some changes, maybe a little bit of beefing up and selling off as usual. But those are the results. Those are the results that I have for the 2025 TCBA pre-plays. So I hope you enjoyed that. Again, it's not perfect. I did my best to optimize each team in terms of its rotation and lefty-righty lineups and all of that. I set the lineups based first on player quality, of course, and second on usage. So, if a team had a first baseman who could play 75% of the time, and then their second best first baseman could play 25% of the time, then I played the first guy against righties and the second guy against lefties, right? Regardless of handedness, I just wanted to get the maximum usage possible out of the best players, right? It's not going to be perfect, but it's about the best I can do. In any case, thank you all for listening. Roll on the 2025 TCBA season, and I cannot wait to see you all again face-to-face in about 50 weeks, right? About 350 days or something like that. So, I think I'll just leave it off here. Take it easy, everyone, and let's go. Let's move forward with the 2025 season. See you all soon.